God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. You can know God's mind for this day by spending time in God's Word. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. Hey, I read Mark chapter 14 this morning, and it made me think about just my own judgment and how much I can trust my own judgment. Would you know if who is spending their time best today? That is, who is most valuably spending their time? Would you know if someone were robbing you blind, someone in your inner circle? Would you know that? Would you trust your perception of how loyal you'd be if push came to shove and the chips were down? In other words, do you trust your judgment of people? How can a person without good judgment even know it? If a person doesn't have good judgment, how would they know that they don't have good judgment? Well, when you think about the Lord's disciples, I can't think of any group of men who seemed to have a good judgment of character more than these men. The religious leaders had rejected Jesus, and yet these 12 followed him. But what you find in Mark chapter 14 is one story after another reminding us of the fact that you can't even trust your own judgment on people. And I'm not trying to discourage you, and there probably should be an action item that would be attached to this. But what's come to me this morning is basically just a fact, a building block of your life that might be worthy of your thinking about specifically, and that is you can't trust your own judgment. Let me give you a couple examples. Mark chapter 14, the first few verses are about Mary, who anointed the Lord Jesus with basically a year's worth of wages of precious ointment. And the people that were there that day, namely the disciples, said, "What a waste!" Now, we know that Judas led this charge. We know that Judas, that he was a traitor, he was a turncoat, he was no good, but Mary didn't know that. These were the people that were following Jesus. These were people that would have been worthy of respect, and they were saying, "What a waste!" Now, you need to know that there are going to be times when you're going to be doing the right thing, and even the people you know the best, and maybe good people, are not always going to applaud you or pat you on the back. And that's okay. That's okay. We're notoriously unable to judge our own motives or those of other people. So Judas, John tells us, was the one that said, "What a waste. This could have been used much better." Two things matter: the Lord's appraisal and the Lord's approval. I've preached on this story before, and I love this. The Lord's appraisal: she has done what she could, and the Lord's approval: she has done a good work. Judas called it a waste. The disciples called it a waste. Jesus called it a good work. And that's why we're talking about it today, because we should. So, you can't trust your own judgment. The disciples didn't know Mary for who she was and what she'd done. What about Judas? Right after this happened, Judas went out and sought out the religious leaders, the enemies of Jesus, to betray Jesus. He was making less on Jesus than Mary had spent on Jesus. And when Jesus reveals to the disciples, "One of you is going to betray me," what was their response? The response was, "It's not me, is it? It's not me." No one said, "It's Judas. I knew it, it's Judas." No one did that. It's amazing. These disciples didn't even know their own hearts. They may have been in doubt about who it was, but none of them said, "Oh, it's Judas. I know it's Judas." They all said, "It's not me, is it, Lord? Is it I?" That's what they said. Take Peter. Peter brags, I will never be offended at you," replying to what Jesus had said earlier. And Jesus told Peter that before the cock would crow twice, thou shalt deny me thrice. What a shock. What a revelation to Peter. Peter didn't know that Peter was going to betray the Lord Jesus. And sometimes, you know, we can be troubled because we think, if push came to shove, if my back were against the wall, if I were being tortured, would I be loyal to Jesus? I think it's foolish to brag about what you would do. And I think it's a waste of time to worry about what you would do because you don't know your own heart. Just do what you know to be right now. You can trust the Lord Jesus when it comes to judgment of people, but you can't trust yourself. I think that's the bottom line. Let me give you one more, and that's found in verse 38. Jesus says, "The spirit truly is ready, but the flesh is weak," which is to say, I can't trust my judgment about other people. Here's Mary. She's not some important person in the hierarchy of servants of Jesus, but the disciples were wrong and Mary was right. Here's Judas. He carried the money for the disciples. They trusted him, but he was the traitor. Peter denied Jesus or ran off for the tall timbers. All the disciples did. No one saw that coming. And then Jesus says, "The spirit truly is ready, but the flesh is weak." So I don't need to squander my time worrying or bragging about what I would do if. I need to spend my day serving the Lord Jesus, serving the people that he had died to save. Now look, the bottom line is Jesus knows you to your core. I wrote down a few things that Jesus knows. He knows my heart, my character, my motives, my strengths, my weaknesses, my future. Those are different things, aren't they? right? Even if I could trust my judgment on people, could I trust my stomach? I mean, have you ever eaten something that you regretted eating later on? My dog surely has. And, you know, our dog's a good judge of character, isn't she? Well, it's easy for me to say that because my dog loves me. And, of course, I feed her. So, well, so much for that. But the bottom line is, the Bible speaks in the New Testament of those whose God is their belly, whose glory is their shame. Even if you can trust your judgment, you can't trust your appetites, can you? No. So what's the bottom line? Well, one, you don't know the strength of temptation until you try to swim against it. That's one. But the bottom line is, you're not a good judge of character. Not as good as you'd like to be. And secondarily, actually more importantly, the Lord Jesus knows you to your core. He knows your motives. He knows your future. He knows your character. He knows your heart. And we should know that and trust Him.